Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden says passage of a government funding bill has saved the nation from a possible shutdown, but there's more work to be done.
He decried the process in Congress that brought funding to the breach.
The brinkmanship has to end.
And since funding for Ukraine was not included in the bill, he urges House Republicans to honor their word and approve funding in the next one.
I can't believe those who voted for supporting Ukraine, overwhelming majority in the House and Senate, Democrat and Republican, will for pure political reasons let more people die needlessly in Ukraine.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz isn't happy with that funding bill and told a couple outlets this morning that he plans to force a vote in the House this week to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker.
I do intend to file a motion to vacate against Speaker McCarthy this week. I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
McCarthy says, bring it on. We are learning more about what caused a toxic tanker truck crash that killed five people and injured five others in central Illinois. Tom Chapman's with the NTSB.
Preliminary information indicates that another vehicle may have been involved in a passing maneuver near the tanker truck. The driver of the truck appears to have reacted by pulling to the right. The tanker truck departed the roadway.
The truck was carrying anhydrous ammonia, which can burn skin and attack a person's airways. It's been cleaned up, but it forced hundreds to evacuate the area for a while. SAG-AFTRA will meet with studio reps tomorrow in Hollywood. The meeting comes a little over a week after writers worked out a deal to get back to work. Actors have been on strike since July. Red Sox fans are mourning pitcher Tim Wakefield, who died of brain cancer today at 57. Here's WBZ's Suzanne Sausville.
The Red Sox knuckleballer was a two-time World Series champion and All-Star in 2009. Don was fishing when he heard about Wakefield's death.
He was a great pitcher, a great knuckleball. They say he was a great family man, did a lot for the community.
Wakefield spent nearly 30 years with the Sox as a player, special assistant, and broadcaster.
The Pittsburgh Pirates also paid tribute to Wakefield today, who started his career there in 1992.
We all bring 1, 2, 3, win.
DeMar Hamlin was back out on the field today with the Buffalo Bills for his first regular season appearance since suffering cardiac arrest.
Everybody on the team that just gives me confidence, just feeds me like positive energy, positive everything all week long. And just to get out there and play with everybody again felt amazing.
Buffalo also won, which was also amazing, against the Miami Dolphins. They won 48-20. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The lights are off. Everything is quiet. You're ready to sleep. But your brain isn't. It's going a mile a minute, stressing about every detail of your life. Like that awkward thing you said when you were 13, or whether you chose the right career, or that unanswered text you sent earlier. Sound familiar? Whether they strike before bed or any time throughout the day, racing thoughts are a pain. Therapy can give you a place to work through all those thoughts and come up with solutions so they don't keep you up at night or stop you from enjoying the rest of your day. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences. Connect by phone, video, or chat from wherever you are. Switch therapists anytime and use flexible week-to-week scheduling to book appointments. Get a break from your racing thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/treat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/treat.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it, the moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows around 59. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 87. Lows dip down to about 58. Tomorrow night, Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tuesday, with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
Welcome once again, everyone, to Seth Faces the Music, the show where, you know, we seem pretty calm, but we're wild on the inside. If there's one word that's synonymous with rock and roll, especially in its early days, it's wild. Of course, over the years, wild has come to mean many things to many different people, so let's explore that today as we play songs all about being wild. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Wild, Wild Web by Brazilian Girls from their album Let's Make Love. And before that, a rock and roll instrumental classic with the Rebel Rousers. That was Wild Weekend. When you're talking about 70s soul music, which, by the way, is my favorite period of soul music, there's one name that you got to mention. Of course, you've got your Stevie Wonders. You've got your Marvin Gaye's. You got your Isaac Hayes. But there's one, for my money, that stands right with those giants. From his soundtrack album to the movie Superfly, here's Curtis Mayfield with Little Child Runnin' Wild.
It's time to take another trip. Don't care now what nobody say. I gotta take the pain away. It's getting worse a day by day. And all my life has been this way. So
Angelou cheese for my coffee beans. Checking out the movies and the magazines. The waitress, she watches me crossing from the Barracuda. I get a pickup for my steel guitar. I saw ya walking out now, Shaftesbury Avenue. Excuse me talking, I wanna marry ya. This is 7 Heaven Street. Don't you seem so proud? Just another angel in the crowd.
From their breakout self-titled debut album, that was Dire Straits with Wild West End. We are headed into a break, ladies and gentlemen, but stay with us here on Seth Faces the Music. Coming up, one of the more interesting bands to come out of the post-punk scene in the late 1970s. They found a lot of mainstream success and yet never lost their quirkiness. Find out who that band is coming up on WFHR.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art artists supporting artists in their own words.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
they took you from school and you can't go out to play. Yeah. Mama said, for the rest of the week in your room, you gotta stay.
From their fabulous album, Cloud Nine, that was The Temptations with Running Child, Running Wild. And before that, we opened up this set with The Talking Heads and their song, Wild, Wild Life. For some reason, I've been highlighting a lot of Australian bands on the show recently, so why stop now? Let's keep it going. They formed in 1981. They are still going strong to this day. In fact, they just released an album in 2022 called The Chariot of the Gods. But for this one, we're going back to 1985's magnificently named album of Mars Needs Guitars. Here's The Hoodoo Gurus with In the Wild.
I will drive down Highway 1. comes.
She's a child of the wild blue yonder.
That was one of the great songwriters of his era, Mr. John Hiatt, with Child of the Wild Blue Yonder from one of his many, many classic albums, Stolen Moments. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, we have an artist who had a fabulous run of success in the late 60s and the 70s. Then he changed his name, got into a lot of controversy, and is now actually doing all right for himself. We'll be playing one of his big hits when we come back to WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Remember you like a child girl.
And that was Two Wild Homes by the New Pornographers, a collective slash supergroup of a bunch of Canadian artists that get together every now and then and release amazing music. Kind of the front person for them, the great Nico Case. And before that, we opened up this set with Cat Stevens, or Yosef as he goes by now, with Wild World. Up next, we have a song that was a big hit for the band that produced it. However, it's one of their forgotten hits, even though it went all the way to number 2 on the Hot 100. It's overshadowed by most of their other hits. Based on the 1971 novel by William S. Burroughs, this is Duran Duran with The Wild Boys.
Wild Boys! trust in all night time. Falling into arms with the wrong eyes. My God, high, so very high. Jesus doesn't have hotline. Who am I supposed to call but the dark side? Trouble finds where I can hide.
That was Joy Crooks with Wild Jasmine from her album Skin. Just about at the end of hour one for Seth Faces the Music this week. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got hour number two coming right around the corner. We're going to go out of hour one here with the great Johnny Ace and Wild Aces. We'll see you on the flip side.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.